I have to apologize for my voice. It's pretty crackly this morning. 2 days ago, they tried to do an ultrasound endoscopy in my ravaged esophagus, and the ultrasound wand was just too big to go down and model that organ. So I've got a little gravel in my voice that normally isn't here. This is a four-part ode from very near the end of my enormous book, Hiking All Night, which will come out over the course, sometime in the course of the next year. It's entitled Seventh Anniversary, an Ode. 1. A month from now, it will be 7 years since Alan shuffled off this mortal coil. No more translations, no more frenzied toil. A terminus to cancer and its fears. Still here on earth, I'm toiling every day. After a long break, I turned 65, took up my pen, proof I am still alive, and love my head has shed all trace of gray. Lonely, of course, deprived of the true friend, the Holy Spirit destined for my lips. Thinner and bonier grow my slim hips, and daily mass equips me for my end, for our reunion, where mortality is a mere foothill from infinity. 2. After 4 decades of our brotherhood, I have my prayer, deep dreams, in which I climb my winding stair, days bad and good, but I plod on, 7 years since you died. I'm faring well, having long since cast off my grieving shell. Each day I've tried to live as you would wish, a long, swift life written in stars and the slow solar circuitry of Mars, honing my knife to slash off the unworthy from my soul, clasped in each other's arms, some nights we roll. 3. Lay me doon, love, oh lay me low, and say your fervent prayers again, whispering softly when you go, surely he was an honest man. Burn my corpse, spread my gray ashes on your dear grave, let's say a mass, dip fingers where the water splashes its holy font after I pass. Truth be told, I'm growing weary, and the trail I tread is lonely. Oftentimes, my dreams are eerie with prefigurement, for only in death shall we lie united, our fast promises requited. 4. We swore till death do us part. It did some 7 years ago. I hold him closely in my heart. He prays for Timothy below. I thought his editing my art would be his legacy, but no, I have decades of memories revolving as I hunt these leafless trees. I shared his passion for the sea. I've not sailed for many a year, for the full moon at perigee, for the North Star by which I steer, and mountainous geology, his canvas where the eons are brushed clear. From me he learned true love of poetry. Lastly, the great thing that we share, the faith we found so near his end. Fader Ura, our Savior's prayer, which heavenward at Mass we send, preceded by the words we dare to say, pray it for me, dear friend.